Good morning. I'm John Sliggers. A suspect is hospitalized with a self-inflicted gunshot wound following a pursuit and standoff in rural Woodbury County yesterday. The Woodbury County Sheriff says events started around 8:30 a.m. when a Plymouth County deputy was attempting to stop a truck occupied by a reportedly suicidal subject who had also threatened to kill law enforcement. The pursuit came into Woodbury County, where the suspect pulled into a farm field and exited his vehicle armed with a handgun. Authorities determined the suspect had a warrant for violation of a protective order from Minnehaha County, South Dakota, and was confirmed to be a convicted felon. Due to his criminal history and threats toward law enforcement, the Woodbury County SWAT team and a crisis negotiator were activated, along with members of the Tri-County CERT team, members of the Iowa State Patrol Tactical Team, and their respective Bearcat vehicles. The suspect talked to the negotiator off and on until about 2:30 p.m. when he turned the gun on himself and fired one shot. Woodbury County tactical medics were on scene and rendered medical aid, and the suspect was immediately taken to Mercy One with life-threatening injuries. He underwent surgery, and his identity is being withheld pending notification of family. Plymouth County's Board of Supervisors meet this morning. On their agenda is an appointment of a township clerk and a review and action on a central service cost allocation plan. Two action items from the county engineer are also on the agenda for today. A slow-moving state legislature is now beginning debate on bills after a second funnel deadline passed. State Representative Tom Jennery of Lamar says a lot of time has been taken up debating changes for area education agencies.
I'm not real crazy about either one. If I could have my way, we would set up a task force or whatever you wish to call it, where there are certain things that we would ask that this task force look into, but talk to as many stakeholders as possible before we do anything, then come back and give a report to the legislature, have a year or so to implement those things, and then if we need to, the legislature needs to step in, they could.
The House and the Senate have their own versions of AEA reform. Representative Jennery would rather wait and do a more comprehensive study of AEAs. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds' plan for reforming AEAs has been set aside. Lawmakers are working on their own bills. A pork producer from Lamar's was honored yesterday by the Iowa Pork Producers Association. Andy Schrader was honored with the IPPA's Hog Wild Award, recognizing his contributions to the Plymouth County pork producers. Schrader is president of the county organization and has served on the board for 10 years. He's helped coordinate many projects, including donating hams to area food pantries during the holidays, as well as to local service members, police, medical professionals, and firefighters. There were four nominees for the award, including Cherokee County pork producer Rod Parker. He served on that county's pork producers board for 19 years. Three of the Iowa Republicans who serve in the U.S. House have filed their nomination papers for the June primary. On the first day, those lists of petition signatures are being accepted. Second District Congresswoman Ashley Hinson of Marion submitted more than 7,500 signatures, far more than what is needed. Republican Congressman Zach Nunn of Bondurant submitted more than 10,000 signatures on his nominating petitions for the 3rd Congressional District, and Republican Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meeks, who's seeking re-election in Iowa's 1st Congressional District, submitted her nominating papers. Candidates have until March 15th to get their petitions filed. Governor Kim Reynolds says American farmland needs to remain in American hands, and she will quickly sign one of the first bills to clear the 2024 legislature. The bill closes a loophole that would let foreigners or foreign governments be investors in limited liability companies or involved in trusts that acquire Iowa farmland. The bill requires ag land purchase reports filed with the state to include more information about ownership structures. That's KLAM News. I'm John Sliggers.